Father, we thank you this morning. We exhort you for your mercy, for your grace, for your love, O Lord. We bless your name. Thank you, Jesus. You are worthy to be praised, O God. We lift you up higher. You are worthy, O Lord. Father, we thank you. We return all glory. We return all honor unto you. For you are the Lord. You are God forevermore. We praise you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord, we honor you. You are God from beginning to the end. Oh, you are God eternal. For your mercy, oh, Lord, we bless you. For your love, oh, God, we thank you. Father, for provision, for protection, Lord, we honor you. We lift you up, oh, Lord. Thank you, Father. And, Lord, this morning we are before you. We ask, oh, Lord, that you will bless us this day in the name of Jesus. Thank you, righteous Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Today is Tuesday, the 13th of January, 2026. I want you to bless the name of the Lord for his mercy, honor him for his grace over your life. And I want you to stand upon the word of the Lord and declare over this day that in the name of Jesus, I have set the Lord always before me. Because the Lord is with me, I will not be moved. Oh, the Lord go before me this day and make every crooked place straight. In the name of Jesus, I declare today, I take prophetic stand over my day and I cancel every appearances of evil in my day in the name of Jesus. Oh, I stand upon the word of the Lord. I declare that the gates of blessing of this day is open unto me. The floodgate of God's blessing is opened unto me in the name of Jesus. I declare today, I assess the provision of God for me in the name of Jesus. Oh, I declare that the mercy of the Lord speak for me today in the name of Jesus. I declare today the mercy of the Lord work for me in the name of Jesus. I declare that the favor of the Lord is upon me in the name of Jesus. I stand on the word of the Lord and I cancel any form of evil that is programmed into the day. I cancel you by the blood of Jesus. No evil will stand. I cancel you in the name of Jesus. Oh, the scripture says that no weapon that is formed against me will prosper. Any weapon that the enemy is putting together into this day, you will not prosper over my life. In the name of Jesus, I declare today every tongue that rises against me in judgment, I condemn you. I condemn your words in the name of Jesus. I declare over my life, I will not walk into tragedy. I will not walk in tragedy in the name of Jesus. I will not walk into error in the name of Jesus. I declare today, I will not walk in another man's tragedy. I will not walk into accident. I will not walk in the company of evil. I will not walk in the company of tragedy in the name of Jesus. Oh, today the hand of the Lord is upon me. The mercy of the Lord is upon my life in the name of Jesus. As I go today, I go from strength to strength. The glory of the Lord radiates upon me. The presence of the Lord is with me in the name of Jesus. I declare today the lines are falling unto me in pleasant places in the name of Jesus. The grace of the Lord is upon me in the name of Jesus. Oh, I declare today that the darkness of this season, the darkness of this day will not overcome me. Oh, for he has said concerning me, though darkness will cover the earth and gross darkness the people, but as for me, the Lord will arise upon me and his glory shall be seen upon my life. In the name of Jesus, I declare it by the word of the Lord. My seat is not in the corners of darkness, no, but I am seated with my Lord Jesus Christ in the heavenly places. For in him I live, in him I breathe, in him I move, in him I have my being. In the name of Jesus, I declare today that my preservation is confirmed by the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Beloved, I want us to lift up our voice in prayer for our beloved brethren that is presently in the hospital. I want you to join us in prayer as we pray for her, that in the name of Jesus, the mercy of the Lord will speak over her in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, we pray that your mercy will speak in the name of Jesus. We cancel every pronouncement of death, every pronouncement of clinical error, every pronouncement of evil over her in the name of Jesus. We declare that your mercy will speak in the name of Jesus throughout the procedure, before, during, and after, that your mercy will speak for her in the name of Jesus. Oh, she will not be among the number of error that occur in the name of Jesus. She's exempted from any form of evil in the name of Jesus. Father, you will secure her by grace, you secure her by mercy, you secure by your hand of love in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Beloved, I want to remind you to pray for this nation, and let us pray for ourselves. Because of time and space, I would have loved to cover a lot of things, but if we continue to do it that way, the major reason why we do this thing every morning, we will just have but a little time to do that. But I will still keep reminding you, even if we are to say it in few seconds, remember, beloved, to pray for Nigeria, to pray for your nation. Let me remind you as well, our 1 hour prayer time will be coming up this week by the grace of God on the 15th of this week. This week, Thursday, by the grace of God, at the same venue. It is time for you to arise in prayer. It is time for you to arise and pray. Dearly beloved, it is time for you to spend that time in the presence of the Lord. It's an hour prayer program. We come together, we pray. This Thursday, by the grace of God, at Oluwadamilare Garden, beside National Open University. National Open University is behind Tafu Arena, along Songo, Eleyele Road. The Lord bless you as you prepare to come in the name of Jesus. Remember, you can join us on site and online as well. The Lord bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. By the grace of God, we started this year by giving out the words of the Lord unto you. And one of the words that the Lord has given to us, apart from the words of blessing, by the grace of God, and by the privilege that I have with him, I've been passing across unto you, is word of blessing. Another word that the Lord gave to us for 2026 is the word go forward, which we started as well, and we took time as well to pray. I told you that the word go forward will come to you in different dimension. To some, it's a charge of prayer, which we have done, and I still believe by the leading of Holy Spirit, we are still going to visit that again. Go forward. To some, it's a charge to arise and pray. To some, it's a charge to arise in faith. To some, it's a charge to go forward. It's a charge of movement. Probably the Lord is speaking to you this morning. It's a charge for you to live where you are. You have stayed there enough, and he has been speaking to you for a long time now. Let me tell you, the Lord is ready. The blessing that the Lord has allocated for you is there already. What you need is for you to find your location in God's presence, and by that, a charge is coming to you to go forward. It's a charge for you to move, to leave that place where you are. To some, it's a charge to change direction. Different dimension by which the Lord is going to interpret his word for you this month of January. Because by the grace of God, this month of January, we are really going to focus on the word go forward. Of course, we are still going to visit that word every other day of every other month to remind ourselves that there is a charge from the Lord for you. Anytime you want to sit down in procrastination, anytime you want to sit down in laziness, that there is a charge for you from the Lord in the book of Exodus chapter 14 verse 15. And the Lord said to Moses, "Why do you cry to me? Tell the children of Israel to go forward." The Lord is saying to you, go forward. The Lord bless you in Jesus' name. So quickly this morning, we might not be able to go too much because of time and space. Let me call this an introduction. Go forward, a charge of faith. I told you that this go forward is a different dimension, a different charge unto all of us. This morning, the Lord is saying to you that go forward is a charge of faith, a commandment to grow in faith, a charge of faith. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 7, for we walk by faith and not by sight. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6, but without faith it is impossible to please him, for he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. It is impossible to please God without faith. It is impossible to live a life of dedication to the things of God without you first of all believe in him. Understand that faith is a major headliner in our lives as believers, in our life as Christians. For without faith, it is impossible to please God. You have to believe in him. Faith makes perfect our hope, our expectation in Christ. If you look at that Hebrew chapter 11, I call Hebrew 11 the hall of faith. Look at verse 1. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Now, it means even though we don't see it yet, even though you have not seen it, by faith, you have it. You have seen it. Even though you don't see it with your eyes, but yet you have seen it through the eyes of faith. Even though we don't have it yet, we have received it through our faith in Christ. Oh, somebody will say this is crazy. Yes, it might be crazy to you, but then it's a word of faith. Believing in God absolutely, not trusting in any vein of your own strength, trusting in the Lord completely. The Lord is speaking to you this year 2026, this new season that you are in, that he wants you to rely on him completely and absolutely. Believe in him without an iota of doubt. Stand in the Lord in faith, believing that he's able to do more than that which you can ever imagine. The Lord is expecting you this year, this season, to operate in a level of such great trust that you have never operated before, believing in him. Just like a child, I have given this illustration in countless places that I've been able to minister in the word of faith by the grace of God. That if you see a little child that is standing at a distance that is very high, even let's say in a story building, even some even higher than that, and the boy looks down at his father, and the child asks the father if he should jump, and if the father by any chance answers the child to jump, oh dearly beloved, this child is going to throw caution away and jump, because his faith is absolutely in the ability of the father to catch him, believing that the father is going to catch him no matter what. That is the kind of faith that Lord that is expecting us to have with him, believing absolutely in him. We don't operate by sight. We operate by the scripture. We are not moved by storm, even though the storm is roaring, blowing right, left, and center, but we don't see the storm. By the eyes of faith, what we see is peace. We see through the eyes of faith that this storm is an opportunity for me to walk on the water. Peter saw the Lord Jesus and he said, Lord, if it be thou, bid me come. Right in the middle of the storm, right in the high of impossibility, with his eye of faith at that moment, he saw Jesus and the Lord said he should come. Beloved, I noticed a particular trend as I ran up this morning, and trusting that by the Spirit of the Lord will continue from where we stop tomorrow. I saw a particular trend towards the end of last year. I saw that comedians, they were making skits of people holding cutlass going to meet their pastors, challenging them that the prophecy that they gave them, that particular year was going to be better for them, that particular time was December something, they gave it a particular date, saying that they were going to attack the man of God. Let me tell you that the devil will continue to bring pictures into your head for you not to believe in the word of the Lord, for you not to believe in the words of blessing that has been released unto you, for you not to believe that the word of the Lord that has been released unto you can be fulfilled. Listen, read the scripture. There you will see life. If your prophecy is not treated and cared for by faith, nurtured with faith, you may not see the fulfillment of such prophecy. If the prophecy given to you, you did not receive the prophecy by faith, you are not running with the words of prophecy, you may not see the fulfillment of such prophecy in your life. Beloved, understand this, for without faith, it is impossible to please Him. Your first step is to believe in Him. Believe and you will see the glory of the Lord. Not that I want to see before I believe. The blessings of the Lord is upon your life. Believe and you will see the blessings that the Lord has in store for you. I'm going to stop here, like I said, and by the grace of God, if the Lord will permit us, we'll continue in this charge of faith tomorrow. I pray for you in the name of Jesus, that as you go today, you will grow in your faith in Him. You will go forward in faith in the name of Jesus. As you grow deep, as your roots grow deeper in the Lord, you will grow up as well and bear fruit in the name of Jesus. It is well with you. The Lord bless you in Jesus' name. As He has charged me to do this season, until He asks me to stop, Numbers chapter 6, verse 24 to verse 26. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace in the name of Jesus. Remember that the coming of the Lord Jesus is close by. Prepare yourself for His coming. The Lord bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you and God bless you. Have a wonderful day.